And so I do what I have to do in the cause of honor and righteousness. I cut everybody in line. And now there is carry-on baggage being thrown at the back of my head. It's not Mother's Day, but I'm being called a mother. And I lean at the counter and I say, ma'am, I'm on flight 2222 going to San Francisco. Please give me my ticket. And the woman looks at me and she goes, sir, I don't know if you're aware, but that flight leaves in 6 minutes. They probably closed the door already. I'm sorry, sir, you can't get on that plane. It's impossible. This woman did not know my mother. So I put my hand on my hip and I said, you know something, ma'am, my mama told me ain't no such thing as impossible. And then let me tell you, I don't care if you're Irish, if you're Italian, if you're Korean, if you're Colombian, if you're New Jerseyan. Sometimes you gotta get ethnic on people. And so I put my hand on my other hip. And I said, and my grandmama told me that black people have been making a way out of no way for a long time. I'm going to get on that plane, ma'am. And so at this point, she must have known my age because she rolled her eyes too. And she says, you can go ahead and try. And she hands me my ticket. Well, at this point, I throw my bag over my shoulder and I start sprinting through that airport, jumping over bags, dodging people, running through the airport like a man from a commercial we don't talk about anymore. The older people get that joke a lot better than the younger ones. And I get about 25 yards from the gate and there's this woman putting the combination on the door.